Ever since I was diagnosed with diabetes, I've been on a mission to find the perfect fast food meal. One that won't spike my blood sugar through the roof, but still tastes amazing. Unlike this side salad from McDonald's. Sure, it only has 18 calories, but it tastes like grass. Throughout my life, I tried hundreds of fast food options and almost gave up, because 99% of the fast food meals I tried would send my blood sugar on a roller coaster. But 35 years after my diagnosis, I finally found what I was looking for. This customized Chipotle burrito bowl is my number one go-to option anytime I'm in the US. So in this video, I'm gonna share with you what exactly I put in this bowl, what blood sugar friendly meals I found in the other most popular fast food restaurants. And last but not least, my three tips on how you can eat pretty much any fast food meal without worrying about your blood sugar spiking too much. Keep in mind, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a nutritionist, I'm just sharing my own experience. Let's address the elephant in the room first, because I'm sure some of you might be thinking, well, the best fast food for diabetes is no fast food, right? And I agree with you. In an ideal world, we would all cook our meals at home from Whole Foods ingredients. And our blood sugar would always be in the optimal range, between 70 and 140 milligrams per deciliter. But that's not the world we live in. Some of us are busy, some of us can't cook, and some of us, like me, simply enjoy going out with friends from time to time and not be the only weirdo who doesn't order a pizza. Now, please don't get me wrong, a healthy lifestyle and a balanced blood sugar is my number one priority. But I also want to be able to fully enjoy my life, and that includes eating out sometimes. I don't do it every day, but I don't mind doing it because I have a strategy for it. Starting with tip number one, know exactly what you are eating. Now, to better explain this tip, I will show you what exactly happened to my blood sugar after consuming the two most popular fast food items in the world. Big Mac from McDonald's and a caramel macchiato from Starbucks. Let's have a look, it's really interesting. I started my test with caramel macchiato, which is a very carbohydrate heavy drink. More than half of its calories come from carbs, 57% to be exact. Plus, most of these carbs are pure sugar. There is some protein and fat as well, but no fiber. And that's why when you drink caramel macchiato at Starbucks, your blood sugar will most likely go up very quickly. If you live with some form of diabetes, you can easily spike to over 200 or even 300 milligrams per deciliter within less than an hour. Now, Big Mac is a completely different animal. When we look at its nutritional composition, we'll see that almost half of the calories in a Big Mac come from fat. But there are a lot of calories from carbs too. Now, although those fats slow down absorption of glucose from the carbs into the bloodstream. And that's why when you eat a Big Mac, your blood sugar probably won't go up that fast, but it might end up at similarly high levels a few hours after you eat it. Now let's compare these results to my burrito bowl from Chipotle. As you can see, my custom bowl includes chicken, half portion of brown rice, black or pinto beans, fresh tomato salsa, fajita vegetables, and lettuce. This all is real food, no artificial ingredients. And looking at its nutritional composition, we can see a clear difference between the burrito bowl, caramel macchiato, and the Big Mac. A lot more calories in this bowl come from protein and fiber, which is a good thing. After eating this bowl, your glucose spike will most likely be relatively mild and your blood sugar should come back to normal levels in a few hours. Now, it doesn't really matter if you live with type 2 diabetes, type 1 like me, or any other form of diabetes. A fast food burger or a sugary caffeinated drink are not the easiest items on the menu when it comes to managing your blood sugar. But before I show you some better options to choose from in McDonald's and Starbucks, I really need you to pay attention, because I'm about to draw the most important chart in the history of diabetes. It shows how and when different components of your meal impact your blood sugar. Pure carbs raise blood sugar very fast, typically within an hour or two. Proteins have less impact on the blood sugar than carbs, and they do raise blood sugar a bit later, typically about 2 to 4 hours after you eat it. And fats might impact your blood sugar for up to 6 to 8 hours after you eat them. And that's why high carb and high fat meal, like the Big Mac, like a pizza, are the most challenging ones to handle. Now, one component of your meal that's often left out from this chart is fiber, which technically is included in the carb count, but fiber doesn't really spike blood sugar. So fiber-rich meals are always a good option. Now, of course, that chart is a little bit simplified, because pretty much any meal you will get will include a combination of carbs, protein, fat and fiber. But the thing is, all fast food chains have the nutritional value of their meals available on their website and in the restaurant. So please look these things up, because knowing exactly what you are eating will allow you to come up with a strong blood sugar strategy for pretty much any fast food meal. And I will share my strategy plus some other fast food blood sugar hacks in a minute. But first, I promised you some blood sugar friendly alternatives in McDonald's and Starbucks. So here they are. The grilled chicken salad will raise your blood sugar much less than a Big Mac, and the rise in your blood sugar will be more manageable. It's because more than half of the calories in the salad come from protein, and the salad also has a decent amount of fiber. In Starbucks, you could go for black coffee with almond milk, which should only have a couple grams of carbs and not more than 20 calories, which is perfect. But keep in mind that although there are no carbs in a coffee, there is caffeine. Caffeine stimulates release of adrenaline, and adrenaline can also cause a temporary spike in your blood sugar. Now, moving on to tip number two, be intentional when choosing your meal. The thing is, I don't really eat fast food very often because I know that it's not the best fuel for my brain and for my body. On the other hand, I will absolutely have a huge slice of pizza or even a Big Mac menu from time to time, and I don't blame myself for it because I do have a strategy for those meals, and I can keep my blood sugar below 150 milligrams per deciliter most of the time. But whenever I find myself ordering fast food for lunch, it's important for me to pause and think about how I want to feel after I eat this. See, maybe I have an important work task to get done or an important work meeting to attend. Maybe I want to stay sharp to be able to focus on this task, not feel tired and distracted by having to manage my blood sugar after this carb and fat heavy meal. In that case, I might want to intentionally decide to go for something healthier and lighter that will fuel me better and that will be more gentle to my blood sugars. Here are a few real life examples to help you understand what I mean. This is what happened with my blood sugar after I ate a fried chicken sandwich at Chick-fil-A, which is quite high in both carbs and trans fats. And here is what happened after I ate a grilled chicken sandwich. As you can see, the fried chicken kept my blood sugar elevated for a lot longer, and I spent way more time and mental energy keeping my blood sugar under control. So when it comes to meat, grilled seems to be a better option than fried. Okay, but what about wraps and bowls? Are they better than sandwiches? To find it out, I headed to Subway, where I ate on three different days. I ordered the exact same thing, roasted chicken with Swiss cheese, all the vegetables, and vinaigrette sauce. Once as a sandwich, once as a wrap, and once as a bowl. After eating the sandwich, I saw a notable spike in my blood sugar, which is exactly what I expected, given I did not give myself insulin in advance of that meal. After eating the wrap, the spike was even bigger, so it seems that a wrap is not a better option than a sandwich. And it makes sense because, looking at the wrap, I saw that it does have more carbs than the bread. On the last day, I ordered a salad bowl with the exact same ingredients. And as you can see, my glucose stayed almost flat. So a bowl is definitely a winner, at least in Subway. It's way easier to manage when it comes to my blood sugar. But please keep in mind, this was a salad bowl, not a rice bowl. If that was a rice bowl, then it would probably spike my blood sugar a lot more. But guys and girls, I want to make one thing clear. If you decide to order a sandwich or a wrap, it's totally okay, I don't judge you. And one little thing you can do to make those more blood sugar friendly is to go for a whole wheat or whole grain option whenever that kind of thing is available. Next, let's talk about side dishes. And the most popular side dish in the world is the French fries from McDonald's. So I headed there again because it wouldn't be a complete video without me testing them. After eating a regular portion of French fries, which includes 43 carbs and 15 grams of fat, with a very little protein and fiber of course, I saw a notable spike in my blood sugar, although I took insulin with this meal. You can see that the blood sugar stayed elevated for several hours before it came back down. Next, I decided to compare the fries to mashed potatoes from KFC, which I have to admit are really tasty. These mashed potatoes have only 23 carbs and 5 grams of fat, so not as much as the French fries from McDonald's. And as you can see, after taking my insulin and eating the mashed potatoes, my blood sugar didn't rise so high. It was a bit easier to manage. The main reason why mashed potatoes seem to be a better option is that they have more protein, and the standard portion seems to be lower in calories than French fries. It's just a smaller meal, smaller portion in general. But as a third side dish, I decided to try something different. My favorite side dish in Chipotle, and it's the guacamole. I went to the Chipotle website and ordered a big portion, which has even more calories than fries. But as you can see, it's loaded with healthy fat and fiber, which makes the calories in avocado very blood sugar friendly. Although I didn't take any insulin for that guacamole, I didn't see my blood sugar spiking at all. It started creeping up slowly after 2 hours, but the overall rise in my glucose was minimal. Another two blood sugar friendly side dishes that you can order in many fast food places are side salad or steamed vegetables. These barely have any net carbs, so they probably won't spike your blood sugar as long as you pick the right dressing for the salad. The most popular salad dressing options are ranch, Thousand Islands, and blue cheese, but those are very high in saturated fats and might even include some sugar. I usually stay away from those because I noticed that those, although they have no carbs, still mess up with my post-meal blood sugar quite a bit. The dressings I prefer are Italian or balsamic vinaigrette because they are much more blood sugar friendly. But be careful because some of those might include honey or even some added sugar, which if you are insulin dependent like me, you might need to consider when calculating your pre-meal dose. Okay, but what about sauces? Do they impact blood sugar as well? Of course they do. I tried a few of them and what they do to my blood sugar if I don't take any insulin. First was ketchup, which is indeed a very popular choice, but it contains quite a bit of sugar. 3 small packets of ketchup raised my blood sugar by 30 milligrams per deciliter in less than an hour. And just like ketchup, any other sauce that has this sweet taste, like barbecue sauce or sweet and sour, will spike my blood sugar quite fast. I just know it. But next, I wanted to show you what mayonnaise does, since it has no sugar, but it's loaded with fat. Mayo didn't spike my blood sugar as fast as ketchup, but after consuming the same amount of mayonnaise, my blood sugar stayed elevated for a few hours. And I could see a very similar effect with other sauces that are high in fat, like the cheese sauce at Taco Bell or zesty sauce in Burger King. As you can see, high sugar or high saturated fat content in pretty much any sauce is not ideal. And that's why my go-to choices are hot sauce and mustard. These hardly ever impact my blood sugar at all, because they tend to have no or very little sugar and fat content. All right, I have to take a break here because I just realized I'm giving you all these blood sugar friendly options, but I have to admit to something. I don't follow these healthy tips 100%. In fact, sometimes I don't follow them at all. There are days and occasions when I choose to not follow them because I simply want to enjoy the time with my friends or family. Sometimes I just want to hang out, eat the same things that they eat, and not worry about my blood sugar too much, all right? And that's why in those situations, it's perfectly fine for me to have a few giant slices of pizza, a big fat burger with fries, or a Chinese takeout. Now, usually I don't blame myself for doing it because I developed these strategies and I know how to deal with those kinds of meals. And keeping my blood sugar between 70 and 140 or at least 180 most of those times. So whenever I go wild like that, I follow these 5 rules. Rule number 1, always order a veggie appetizer with it. I know that if I eat vegetables first, this will help reduce blood sugar spike from any other meals that I will eat later on. Rule number 2 is I keep moving after I eat a carby meal. If there is a chance to stand up and mingle or go for a walk or get involved in any kind of activity, be it with friends or their kids that are part of the group, I'll go for it. Any kind of aerobic physical activity will make me instantly more insulin sensitive, and that will help keep my blood sugar lower. Number 3, when I order a Chinese takeout that has a lot of white rice and some sweet sauce, I just know it will be full of fast-acting carbs. It will have a high glycemic index, and it will spike my blood sugar very fast. Now, as you know, I'm a type 1 diabetic, so I have to inject insulin before pretty much any meal. But this actually is a good thing because I can take advantage of that insulin and time it properly to fight or counteract that fast blood sugar spike from the Chinese takeout. The simple way to do it is take that insulin ahead of the meal. And for a high glycemic index type of meal like this one, I can take the insulin even earlier than I'm used to with other meals. And in this specific instance, in my case, it can be up to 20 minutes before the meal. By the way, you can use exactly the same strategy for other carby meals like breakfast cereal or a fruit bowl. It works like charm for me. Rule number four, when I eat pizza that not only has a lot of carbs, it also has a lot of fat, I know it will be acting very differently from that Chinese takeout. The spike in my glucose will be slower and my blood sugar might be going up for several hours after eating that pizza. But again, I can make use of my insulin to counteract that slower but longer blood sugar spike. The way I do it is I only take half of my insulin dose before the meal and the other half of the insulin about 90 minutes after eating that pizza. And again, you can use the very same strategy for many meals that are very high in fat and very high in carbs. Now, your body, the type of insulin you use, and your insulin needs might be different from mine. And that's why my next rule is probably the most important one on the list. But before we get to it, I need to tell you something very important. You know, I get a lot of offers from the companies in the diabetes space wanting me promote their products to you. They usually offer decent financial compensation, but most of the time I say no, because I want to keep this channel free from excessive advertising. But creating these videos is how I make my living, and that's why I'm so incredibly grateful to those of you who support me on Patreon. By joining the Patreon community, you get direct access to me, bonus content, invitations to virtual community meetups, and much more. Spots in the Patreon group are limited, so go ahead and join while you still can. Now, moving on to the most important tip of this whole video. The trial and error. You see, when I get adventurous and decide to try a new meal, oftentimes there is no way for me to know what exactly is in that meal. The first thing I do in those kinds of situations is to try to estimate the number of carbs that meal could have. Another thing I think about is this meal similar to something I already know, something I already have strategy for? Is it more like a Chinese takeout? Is it more like a pizza? Or is it more like a Chipotle bowl? I don't expect to get things 100% right for the first time, but I always take it as an opportunity to learn about how my body will react, how my blood sugar will react to that meal, and how I will feel after eating that meal. The easiest way to do it is to take a moment and look at my blood sugar graph on my CGM when I get home. And if things didn't go so well, think about what I can do differently next time with this specific type of meal. Should I eat less of it next time? Should I take more insulin? Should I take the insulin earlier? Is there anything I can improve? With diabetes, it's all about trial and error. So it's really beneficial for anyone who's trying to figure things out to get curious and just try and try again. I promise you that over the time you'll be able to figure out a strategy for pretty much any life situation, any meal, any activity, anything. But the thing is, fast food is not the only challenge when you live with diabetes. Another big one, especially when it comes to socializing, is alcohol. So if you want to know how I manage my blood sugar while drinking and what my favorite blood sugar friendly drink is, click on this video and watch it next. I will see you there. Ciao.